views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Oh, my goodness, I'm coming to you again from Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Beautiful Bensalem, Pennsylvania. I'm saying this with kind of a cocked smile on my face. Back here doing a very intense film that's bringing up an incredible amount of challenges. And interestingly enough, as it always goes, it mirrors or brought in or both what I am supposed to talk to you about today. So if you are going to want to talk to the channel, please press 1 now. For those of you joining us for the first time, you have found a community whose intention is to bring in the highest information and truth about the journey of creation, how to do it, where we're falling out, what we need to get in alignment, and how we can achieve that, even if it means tough love, and it often does with ourselves. So welcome, everybody. Let's just start off this show by directing, which means commanding our energy, because we are in charge of our own energy. Command and direct our hearts to be open and merged with our whole brain. We are directing our HARA, H-A-R-A, line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. We are directing all our chakras to be opened, spinning in the right direction, balanced and repaired. Our pituitary and pineal glands to be open, receiving all the light, all the knowledge around this. We claim I am divine love. And so it is. Okay, I want to talk today about pressure, because I have been under an extreme amount of pressure doing this film, and I have put myself under an extreme amount of pressure doing this film. And so this is what they want us to understand about pressure. Whatever life is bringing your way, through your co-creation of it, you have to accept it. If you don't accept something, you fight against it. And whenever we're fighting against it, we cannot create the positive of what we want. So around anything in your life that may be challenging right now, I want you to choose right now in this moment to move into accepting it. I accept it. I accept it's here. I accept I have to deal with it. I accept that I get to create around it and with it. I accept that. The second thing is we have to be ready, willing, and able to adapt to whatever life brings our way. Now, you can't adapt if you don't accept. And what happens is we just keep, you know, like swimming upstream. It creates life to be very hard, very difficult. And then we can't adapt to the new way, if you will, of living life in a simpler, more loving, more expanded place. So whatever you conjured up, that you were perhaps not accepting, we have decided we are accepting it and that we are adapting to it. Now, adaptation doesn't mean lack of creation. Adaptation means truth is here before me, and I create from that what I want. But you can't do that if you're fighting it and if you're in negation of it. Okay, how this happens is if we don't accept and we don't adapt, the pressure within our energy fills up like a balloon. Okay, it fills and fills and fills and fills, and then it just wants to pop. So what you put out, as we know from our work with the ionosphere, the charge that you put out is bounced back to you, and that's kind of a good description of pressure building, right? So the more we can accept and adapt joyfully, the less pressure builds within our own system. Okay. What that does to our brain when the pressure builds that highly is it literally creates the brain misfiring and repeating the same patterns of pressure. Repeating and misfiring the same patterns of the pressure. Again, they're showing me the fish trying to swim upstream. And letting off steam, you've heard, well, I just need to go let off some steam. Well, there's a lot of energetic basis to that. It lets the pressure off. It lets the energy flow. And then it allows that pressure to be dissipated. So our choice is, do we have to get pissed off? Do we have to let it, accumulate so much like a horrible rainstorm? Or can we accept and adapt so that the energy can flow more evenly and we can create a nice little release either through exercise, through meditation, through prayer work, through dancing, having fun? Any of those things allows us to let off pressure so that we don't have to hold it and it builds up. They want you to also know that you can take on the pressure of the world. You can be affected by the pressure of the world if you fight against it. The pressure of the world literally comes in, takes you over, and becomes, well, it starts screwing around with your own energy systems, because we know we're all one energy, right? And you get affected by what's going on outside of you, and then it becomes part of you. So, again, we want to be really cognizant that we're the creation of us. And we accept what's happening in the world. We adapt to it if we need to. And more importantly, we keep directing the energy toward what we want by stating we already have it. In other words, I want a peaceful world. What's going on? I want a peaceful world is not part of the creation process and getting it to work. The world is a peaceful place. I have a peaceful world is the highest form of direction of energy toward what we want around that, like you already have it. And that means your mind can't be invited to argue about it, because your mind will go, well, no, it isn't, right? Because it's been trained to see a world that isn't peaceful. We have to retrain it to see what we want in order to get what we want, guys. The last part of this is I have to create it to accept it. Well, if we're all one energy and you know that that's the truth, then everything that's being created, we are a part of. We have added to in some way. So you might as well go ahead and accept whatever is being created so that you can work with that energy. Okay. So around everything we've talked about here, we're claiming I am divine love. It's not posted on the website yet, but April 27th will be our next webinar on exactly this. I really want to get on paper and total clarity around the creation process, how to do it, and where we're falling out, each of us. So that will be April 27th from 7 to 9 Pacific time. Put it on your calendar. I want to also bring to your attention Dana Wild, who joined us for that amazing brain webinar a few weeks back, is offering 75% off on almost everything on her site because she's redoing everything. I urge you to go and take, I will try and post it on the e-blast tomorrow, but please note that tomorrow is the last day. So 75% off, go to I think it's just danawild.com or Google or you'll find her. Dana Wild, W-I-L-D-E. It's all the brain study and science that we've been working with, and I love. Dana walks her talk. She walks her talk almost more than I do, and that's a big statement for me to make. So I definitely think you should follow up on all that. And I'm just asking for all your good energy and prayers and affirmations and directions just to give me a boost in the arm over the next 2 days. This has been a really challenging film for me. And I would like your support in the next 2 days. And that being said, we are going to the callers. Okay, so please have your question ready. Ready, willing, and able to go. Okay, let's see. Where do we want to start? We're going to start with Margaret in Chattanooga. Hi, baby. How are you?
Hi, Dee. Doing good. Hadn't talked to you in forever.
I know. My little face lit up in a smile when I saw your name.
Yeah, I'm usually at the Unity Church at this hour, but I'm playing hooky today so I could call you.
Well, so glad to talk to you again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I've got two things going on, and I think they're related, and I'm not quite sure what the question is.
Tell me all the three things.
Well, two things, and then they're related, which I guess is the third thing. About 2.5 months ago, I took a nasty fall, and mostly it's healed, but I'm still in pain from it, and I feel like there may be something energetic that I'm missing. So that, the question, I landed on my knees and my face, and I've still got sore knees and the headaches. So something's going on there.
Okay, I can tell you right off the bat. And it goes into alignment with the first part of this. You didn't accept the fact that you fell. And what they mean by that is you didn't accept the fact that it was part of your creation. You know, I fell. I did it. I don't like that I fell. You know, what we do is, well, that was stupid of me.
Right.
And that's not accepting. The second thing is you need an alignment big time. Do you have a chiropractor?
Yeah, and I've been 3 times since the fall, including a couple of days ago. My really good chiropractor I've been to for years retired last summer, so this was trying a new one.
Yeah, and again, guys, I'm not a doctor. Anytime we talk about medical stuff, you have to know it's coming through the channel. But I would try a new chiropractor or an osteopath, a really good osteopath if you can find one, Mario. Because they're just saying you're just whacked. Your headaches are coming out of a misalignment It's also a misalignment in your energy, and that's how everything's interrelated. So I need to hear the second thing so we can put together the misalignment of energy.
Okay, the second thing, for many years I've been a virtual assistant to Valhard, and I felt for a long time that it was time to let it go, but she would always talk me into staying a little longer she needed me. Finally, just over 2 weeks ago, I asked if she wanted to accept my resignation immediately or if she'd prefer 2 weeks' notice. And she took the 2 weeks' notice. So I completed with that this past week.
Good.
This is a loss. It's something I feel strongly. It was time to do. It was past time. It did cut off one input stream, so that's a little scary. I know I'm ready to begin something new, but I can't quite figure out what it is. I don't yet know what it is. So that's
okay.
The other thing.
So this is the thing that runs through. This is what I call the common thread that runs through everything, and we're going to our sheath, and we're going to a core belief. So you see, you can't really bring something else in while you're saying, I've got to keep safe somewhere else. A lot of you call me and go, well, I'm on government assistance, and I'm on this, and I'm that, and I'm scared to death to lose it, but how can I make more money and income in my life? You see, those two things conflict with each other.
Okay, well, now I've lost it. It's time to make more money in my life.
Okay, so we're going here. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but energy isn't the right word. That's the highest word. I don't think I have enough time to do this. And they're not talking about time in your day. They're talking about time in your life.
Right.
So there's a subconscious thing going on. Well, my God, I'm such and such age.
Yeah,
How the hell am I going to start something new now?
Yeah, I'm 79, and that does weigh on it. I try not to let it, but it does.
I understand that, absolutely. So my question to you is, well, hold on, they're interrupting me. The first question is, do you really have to create more money, or do you have enough to live? When you break everything down, do you have enough to live comfortably right now?
No, I don't have enough to cover just basic survival. I have Social Security plus what I earn, and if I'm not earning, I don't have enough.
Okay.
I mean, that's a fact.
They're being kind of tough love here. They want to know why the hell you set it up that way so you would be in this place at 79 years old.
I don't know. I had an IRA and all that, but I ran out of money too early and used it up.
Okay, so we have to accept that that's what's going on right now. And you're going to have to adapt to that. But for all of you listening out there, she's bringing forward to you, Miss Margaret, information for you to go, well, I better, you know, take care of this right now. I don't want to be there at 79. At 79, you should be free in your life. And, you know, your rest of your life has been filled up with enough worry, Margaret. So the first thing is you've got to accept at 79, I don't have enough money. So I'm going to have to create something somewhere.
Yeah, well, I have a small business, but it's just not. I either need to get that to grow or come up with something different.
Okay.
I mean, I teach Reiki workshops. I do clients. At times, it's been one of these feast or famine. At times, I have good clients and workshops I'm making, and I'm fine. But right now, that seems to have just...
Well, yes, because you've got the devil and the angel on the shoulder. The angel's going, go create something, Margaret. And the devil's going, well, you don't have enough time. You're 79. What the hell are you worried? You know, there's
yeah.
not enough time to create a success. Well, you can create a successful business in 3 months. I know. I've done it.
Yeah, I just need an idea what to do, and I don't seem to know what to do.
Okay. Part of that is because of this belief in the age thing. So let's balance that first.
Okay.
We know that we've accepted and adapted to this information, and what we want to create out of it then is a successful business. You've already got a business. What you want to do is increase the business you have.
Right.
Okay. So what you want to sit down then, Margaret, is bring me all the people, all the ideas, all the opportunities that I have where I can do that. In the healing world, oftentimes, the older you are, the more you are respected and trusted. You know that?
I hadn't thought about it that way, but it makes sense.
Of course.
I mean, people are not scared of me. I look like somebody's grandmother.
Exactly. And you've lived enough to know about energy and how you know what you're doing in your healing, Margaret. But you've got to know that you know, and you've got to know that you're respected in what you do. Then your business is going to come up more.
Right.
Right now, you're going, well, I'm 79, I'm kind of done, and who would want to come talk to me? And right? And you're also in a little fear about the money. None of those things are going to create what you want.
Exactly.
Start focusing and getting excited on creating, expanding this business that you already have. Okay?
Right, yes.
All right, sweetheart. That's your answer. Thanks for calling in. It's great to hear from you again.
Thank
you. Can do this, Margaret. Just start taking steps.
Okay. It's a bunch.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, Miss, hold on. The switchboard's a little slow. Linda in Iowa. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. So first thing, I've read a lot of spiritual books and listened to a lot of CDs, but the feel free to prosper, I think it's absolutely awesome, and I just needed to say that.
Thank you, Linda. I'm telling you, Marilyn Janae knows her stuff. All you have to do is look at my life.
Oh,
my gosh.
My goodness.
I have so much going on, I can hardly keep up with it, and it all started when I started her program over again.
Well,
yeah, thank you for that.
I plan to do that too, take the program. But
you have to do her program, Linda. It's so simple, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. I will. I'm only halfway through the book right now, and
yeah.
I'm just, oh, bye.
For those of you who are just joining us, she's referring to a webinar that we did with Marilyn Janae. What was it, a couple or 3 weeks ago, around money. So if you sign up for that webinar, then she gives you an opportunity to do a lot of her stuff through reading her book. So I highly recommend it. So,
oh, yeah,
what
and
else?
Even the personal, you know. I mean,
I do know. So
yeah.
What else can we do for you, baby?
I would very much welcome the channel's feedback on kind of where I'm at, or I seem to be stuck. It's like, am I missing a key step in my progress? And if so, guidance, please.
Okay. They're saying you're not stuck, and when I say you're missing anything, I get a no, but you keep telling yourself you are.
Oh,
so
my.
That's like my friends and some people in my family. They've always had enough money, but they keep saying, I don't have enough money, so they live in the reality of not having enough, even though they do. So, you see, again, if you don't accept the brilliance of who you are, and you don't accept yourself as creating all these fabulous things, if you don't accept all of the stuff that you are creating and the goodness in your life, then you cannot focus on it and celebrate it, and you keep living in the lack of it, which then creates the experience of more lack. And if you're falling out, that's where it is. You keep identifying yourself with being stuck instead of focusing on how much you've expanded.
Yep, that's right.
So where do you think you're stuck, Linda? Give me one place you're stuck.
Well, I guess it's just my experiences every day are just kind of the same. And, you know,
Well, who's in charge of creating different experiences?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Well, then you're not stuck. If you want different experiences, you go out and create them, Linda. So what's the excuse you're giving yourself that you can't do that?
Oh, pardon? What?
What is the excuse that you are giving yourself? I want to go out and create new experiences. What's the rest of the sentence? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I guess what pops in is the back to the I'm stuck, and
maybe
helpless.
Okay. And so you're going to keep yourself in the experience of being stuck and helpless because you're not getting out and creating new opportunities and new experiences for yourself. Because you keep defining yourself as helpless and stuck. So if you want to get out and feel not helpless and stuck, you have to go, okay, I'm going to absolutely create right now ways that I can get out and do some more exciting things. How can I do that? That's the only answer to you not experiencing the same thing every day. Whatever you have to do, you do it. Do you understand?
Yeah,
see,
I do.
Fighting it. You're fighting the acceptance of the information right now. Don't fight it. Okay. So.
Well, you're right on there.
You know, Linda, we're all limited in some ways. All of us have challenges in different places. Our job is to go, okay, that's where I'm challenged. How do I get around that challenge? Instead of, like Dana Wilde often talks about, the problem isn't the problem. The problem is that we keep talking about the problem. So you keep talking about being stuck instead of going, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to not feel stuck. And that's your answer, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Let me know.
I got it. Thank you so much.
Get all that together. You better. You bet, sweetheart. Love you lots.
Yeah.
You know, and guys, that's indicative of what so many of us do. We keep talking about our problem and going, that's the way it is. Okay, so can we accept that's the way it is right now and say, I'm going to adapt to that being the way it is, and I'm going to adapt by starting to create me doing something else. Whatever I have to do it, I'm going to do it. When I wanted my daughter, whatever I had to do to get that baby, I was going to get that baby. I was going to create that baby. Even they told me I would never create that baby. I created that baby. All right, we're going to Catherine in New Jersey. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
So good, sweetheart.
Thanks for taking the call. And I, too, am getting some terrific results in reading Marilyn Janae's book. It was an awesome webinar as well.
Beautiful.
That being said, that's beginning to help me move forward. I feel like I'm still spinning my wheels a bit, and to go into my business. I love what I do. I know I'm good at what I do. I'm terrific at what I do, and I'm passionate about it. And I feel like there's something in the way. I mean, like I said, just recently it's starting to trickle in, and I really don't, I always look forward. I don't dwell on the past, but I'm a little afraid because I'm just barely making ends meet. But I am making ends meet, and I'm grateful for that.
Okay. So, Catherine, your last sentence explained why it's trickling in. Do you remember what you said?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, that's a great representation of how we don't listen to our thoughts and our words, and those are the things that our subconscious goes, oh, okay, I'll create that. What you said was you are still afraid that it's just kind of trickling in and you're not going to make it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So your subconscious goes, oh, okay, so we'll focus on that. Let's be afraid that we're not going to make enough and it's just going to trickle in. And then that's what you keep creating.
Okay, got it.
Okay, now, how do you change that? Well, we've spent a year talking and being given and becoming conscious of all kinds of ways. The first thing they're showing me for you is the red dot exercise. Have you practiced the red dot exercise?
I don't know the red dot exercise.
Okay, well, it's really simple. You can make a red dot. You can use a doorknob. You can use pretty much anything. And you sit there and you go to your heart place. You find that experience of love within you and you send that love to the red dot or the doorknob or whatever you've chosen. For no reason at all, just to practice sending love for no reason, not to get anything back. You know, a doorknob can't do much for you, right? But
right.
You get to choose the experience of love. So everybody do that for a minute. Just pick something and open your hearts, go to your love place and send that love over. Just love that object, whatever you've chosen, just love it as much as you can. Okay, now send that to this business, Catherine. This business that's blessing you with money. This business that you love to do. Send it that love. For no reason, not to get anything back, just because you want to send your business your love.
Wow.
Now, when you create that experience with your business, with money, with your significant other, not to get anything, but to take yourself into the experience of sending out love, it is law that the universe has to send that love back to you. In peace and joy and money and health, in any way it can.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay. And that is how you hold yourself in the creation process. Okay, you got it?
Yes, thank you so much. That's
okay.
Awesome.
There is no other block in your way. They want you to know that. There is nothing else in your way. You just have to love the creation of what you say you want more.
Thank you.
All right, Dr.
You're a blessing.
You bet.
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. Well, that was, you know, guys, they've given it to us. They've given it to us. They've given it and given it and given it and given it to us. And we are just not practicing the simplicity of what it is. All right, we're going to go to Eileen in New York. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Well, you know, it's funny listening to all these people because I'm picking out bits and pieces of the things that I have been experiencing, and it's
absolutely
it's very interesting. I feel that I'm at the point of not feeling stuck, and actually feeling like I'm taking steps. What's still an issue for me is physical stuff. And I did take a nasty fall a few weeks ago, but it wasn't just a fall. It was really connected to helping my cousin pass on from her body. So it was a little complicated. But I still have physical stuff going on with that. And
I swear to God, Eileen, I don't usually get information like this, but you have taken on some of her energy.
Hmm.
What did she pass from?
Well, she had years of dementia, and I guess the cause of death for her was, her heart just failed. She was having breathing issues, and it's funny that my asthma came back.
Yeah. Okay, just stop right there. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Her energy literally is kind of merging with your energy and affecting it. So I'm going to walk you through a process right now. And again, I don't usually get this stuff, so this must be up for some other people. So I want everybody just to be present for Eileen, yourself, and me. And let's just do it for all energies. How's that? That we're doing this on behalf of all energy, for all energy that is or could be affecting our energy negatively or from what we call an evil place in any way, shape, or form. We command you now back to the light, to be turned into light, and to be redirected through the light and with the light as divine love. You are commanded to be free. My energy is my energy. It stands alone in my creation only through divine love. And so it is. Okay, hold on. All right. So now we want to send that energy that we just released. We want it, let's go to our love place and send it a lot of love so that it can actually, there it goes. Okay. Wow, I got chills. You see, I didn't know we had to do that last step there until they just took it. We have to send that energy love so that it can complete its journey and separate from us. Again, now, I don't want to get political, but they're showing me Trump, and Trump, for me, brings up the lack of peace and conflict and all that stuff. That energy can affect us and affect our energy if we are not consciously staying in love and living love and directing the energy of us to be love, and so it is. Okay. And they're giving me the words, Eileen, that she literally tripped you up. She tripped you up so that you would be so aware of your own physicality that you would bring this forward so that she could help get this information out.
Well, wow. We were very close, and that doesn't surprise me. And I have goosebumps. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you feel, you should feel, all of us, they're saying, should feel a lightness in our energy right now, a kind of a mini excitement about this energy opening up.
It's beautiful.
And so it is. It's done, guys. It's done. So don't go back and dwell on it.
No.
You know, the freedom's here. I'm not getting anything else, Eileen. Did that? Do you think that answers your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you bet, sweetheart. Thank you so much for bringing that in. So much. Okay, we're going to LaVon in Reno. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
My
red dot exercise was what was in my field of vision, and it's a spot of bird poop on my window. So if I could send love to a spot of bird poop on my window, I could send it to anything.
And you bet. That's the whole point. You can see, send love, be love, feel love, be in the state of love toward anything. Toward
absolutely
anything.
And I want to say to 79-year-old Margaret that I would trust working with a person with a lifetime of experience that she has than someone that does not have that.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Got it. Okay, yep. My issue, my coworker made an observation about me this last week. I was concerned about making the mistake, and the energy I was giving off, he said, felt like a witch hunt. And I was terrified of being persecuted, and he was absolutely right. They were combing through things looking for an error. There was something wrong. And I was just in terror. And
boy, do I resonate with this.
And it's a repeating thing that I keep seeing.
Yeah, and it's universal. It's literally in our cellular makeup.
Oh, I believe it.
There's not a person in the world that's not scared of doing something wrong. Which is why we have so much bullying right now, they're saying.
Oh,
one of the big elements is because we're such in fear that we're inferior, we're going to be doing something wrong, and mostly that we'll be caught.
Yeah.
Let's look at this. I cannot tell you, this has been something that I've resonated with since, third grade, they're saying.
Oh, man.
Big time. So let's find out everything we need to get in alignment about this fear of being found out that we are not capable, that we're doing something wrong. That's enough, they said. Okay, we're going to the sheet. We're going to the genetic list first. I want to remind everybody, according to our channel, the genetic genetics are ideas that everyone said, okay, I will believe them. Okay, here. All righty, well, we're going to the genetic subject of I am the I am, which means I am the God presence of me that creates me. And now we're going to a core belief around that. This page here. Okay, so the core belief is I can never be God. So what has been passed down to us around I am the creator of myself is that I never can be. And that is the greatest lie we are in fear of them finding out. And that's finding out, by the way, for ourselves. Oh, my God, I'm not the God of me. I'm not the creator of me. And I'm going to be found out for the sake I am. Kind of resonates, doesn't it, LaVon?
Wow, yeah.
So what we want to know is I'm absolutely the creator of me. You know, if I made a mistake, I'm human. I'll cop to it. You know?
You know, and that's what I tell everybody else, too. You're human.
Yeah. But I can't tell you, this is being thrown up in my face on this set like acid for me to look at. And my director said, my God, you are so hard on yourself. You're so brilliant. Because I've gone up on a couple of lines. Well, and you should see the lines I have in this, just paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs. He said, my God, you're just so hard on yourself. You know, can't you have more fun? Yeah. Okay.
You've heard that before.
So, I knew that the fun would resonate, because for those of us who are not in acceptance that we are humanly creating ourselves as God and that we do make mistakes, we can't adapt then at all to the mistakes we make, and we keep defending them, and that builds up an enormous amount of pressure, which is what I'm hearing you in today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we think of God as perfect.
Well, but we know our definition of God is all thought and all possibility.
Yeah.
Perfection, imperfection, you know, trying, getting there, not getting there, everything is an expression and an experience of the creative force, which some of us call God. That's why I usually use the term creative force or creative energy, because we have that belief that God is perfect. God is everything. Mm-hmm. God is omniscient. God is omnipresent. We've been taught that from day one, but then the church went, you can only be God if you're perfect. And nobody's mm-hmm. perfect, you know.
Right.
And so
right.
you have to be forgiven for all your shit, and you better watch out, because we're going to find all of it. You'll go to hell anyway. Well, no wonder.
It's hardest for us to forgive ourselves. We're hardest on ourselves than anyone.
And to accept ourselves as the mm-hmm. gods we are, and to accept ourselves as the gods we are who are not perfect.
Mm-hmm. We're in a learning process.
Well, but more than that, God is perfect and imperfect. If
true.
We could
He's everything.
Wrap our minds around mm-hmm. the fact that God is Hitler as well as Christ.
True.
And something really huge came out of our last webinar, and that was, guys, you just have the wrong perception. There's not supposed to be just good on this plane. This is a world of dichotomies and contrasts, so that you can have choice.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed, and darn if I don't get here and get the rewrites of this script, and that's exactly what this script is about. Now, that's how synchronistic life is when you're conscious. It comes in a spiritual webinar, and then it makes a statement in a horror film. Well, that's pretty, for me, life-changing. That's like, Dee, if you ever question your channel, look at the proof you have about what comes forward for you and how things manifest for you. So I want to remind everyone, I don't know what it has to do with this, but they're screaming at me to remind you, if you're working on money or anything in your life, to use the word plenty. Just write the word plenty up there, because having enough or more than enough or all that, it still says to your subconscious, it gets it focused on enough instead of plenty. Okay? So we are plenty in our creation of ourselves as the acceptance of who we are. And so it is. That's how it came together. Wow, dude. Did you feel that shift? Did you get your answer?
Huge.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. My goodness, you guys are bringing in just awesome, exciting for me, stuff that I needed to get through the next 2 days. Thank you for that. Many blessings, honey.
Thanks, Dee.
Okay, we're going to Jennifer in Indianapolis. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Okay, so every single caller has brought up something that I was going to ask, and I love that. So we're going all the way back around to pressure. I feel a lot of pressure right now as well. Is this a urgency? Are we needing to move faster? Is that why I feel so much pressure right now?
On the e-blast tomorrow, I know a lot of you don't get Patricia Coda Robley's emails, so I'm going to attach it on my e-blast tomorrow. I would read it. It will give you a lot of insight about this. Basically, there is such an influx of light coming in, of goodness and light and love, that all of the stuff we're having to deal with is coming to a head. And it's going, you got to look at this right now. You got to shift this right now. And we're feeling the pressure about this. We're feeling a lot of us tired because we don't want to have to deal with it anymore. But this is your opportunity to come forward and really just let it go, like we did the energy of sending it back to the light, that we don't have to be consumed with the not knowing anymore. We just want to be consumed with the constant conscious creation, Jennifer. So that's what a lot of it's about. There's a second thing they want to give you. Sheets, books, song. Give me a movie, baby.
The Way They Were.
Okay. The world is never going to be the way it was. You understand? It's never going to be the America of the 50s. It's never going to be the love children of the 60s. The energy has expanded. We've brought the world together. All of the electronics that's in our face all the time. This is the world we have to accept and adapt to. This world. And so, again, I ask you, bring up where your greatest challenge is around that and decide right now, okay, I'm going to do something to shift that right now. You know, mine would be understanding all of the electrical, they canceled that word outright really fast. It's mechanical. When it gets mechanical, then I sort of go into la-la land. Okay?
Okay.
So whatever yours is, so let me just say, right now I'm feeling a lot of pressure around. Everybody fill in the blank. And
okay.
For our former caller, the highest thing, if they had to give one thing for that would fill in everybody's blank, it's being perfect.
Right.
Okay. We're going to accept right now. They're laughing. We're going to accept right now, one, we're never going to be perfect, because two, it's all perfect, and three, there is no perfect. So the perfection is in the lack of perfection and the fact that perfection doesn't even exist. Only creation exists. Hitler was perfect in what Hitler did. Christ was perfect in what Christ did. We're perfect in the challenges that we are mastering and looking at right now. And there is no perfection to be gotten to. The perfection is remaining in the moment of creation around what you filled in that in your blank. So give me the specific quickly, because we're coming to the end of the show, Jennifer. What are you feeling?
Well, the one that came up first was my mother and making the right choice of where to move her to. I'm responsible
okay.
for moving her to either assisted living, this and that. And
yes, I understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. I want you to go to your love place. Go to your heart and go to your love place. Are there two choices or three?
Potentially three.
Yeah, that's what they were giving me. One of them you kind of already know is a no, though. You kind of already
right.
know you don't want to go there. Okay.
Yep.
So of the two that you're really focusing more on, go to your heart. Which one feels more like love?
The one that will make things easiest on her.
Okay, that's your answer.
Okay.
You see, you're trying to make an trying to get the perfect answer from your head. Can't do that. You can't do that. you get into reasoning and everything. And then always go to left, guys. If you need to make these kind of decisions, always want to go to left.
I found that I'd want to make the decision on what I would like it to be rather than what really will be easiest for her.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
And that's you fighting you.
Yep.
This is what I know, but this is what my head, you know, is arguing. And so you put yourself under pressure.
Yep.
Okay.
And not perfect.
All right. Perfect.
Thank
perfect
you.
End to an absolutely perfect show. Brilliant show. I'm telling you guys, almost everybody that will ever hear this call has or will receive the answer to their question. Please put on April 27th. You can see the minute I decided what I was going to do, so much came in over this call. Be with me in the next 2 days. Send me your loving energy, not your worry. Don't want any more worry, just love and creation. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Because I do, and you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.